happened here. Now, tonight, this is a more serious broadcast because this is a message and really an emergency broadcast for the people of Belarus. Now, there was an election, a democratically held election in Belarus, and President Lukashenko, against all the odds, against the fact that he's been exposing the deep state, you know, he was offered tens of hundreds of billions of dollars in order to implement the deep state lockdown.
He had all the information that everybody, all the other heads of states had, and he chose to act on it and chose to take the right action and not sacrifice the economy of his country. Is not just about Belarus. It is an international situation. It's about international politics, and it's about interference, foreign interference. It happened in Ukraine twice, and the third time it was very successful. It happened in Macedonia.
It's no different to what's happening in Portland. It's no different to what's happening in Seattle.
There's a very strong opposition there. The opposition is not run from Belarus mainly. It's run from Poland, but by Belarusian people. And there are people who have absolutely legitimate grievances, and you know, they're not happy with certain aspects.
Part of any democratic country, yes. You have the right to peacefully protest.
And then in amongst those people, there are specially trained agents. They are trained to agitate the police.
And incite violence.
And that's how these people operate. And then they go out on the streets and they literally bait the police to the point where they respond. As soon as they respond, they report it. And the protesters in Belarus are protesting for free Belarus under the flag of traitors. The red and white flag was used during the war by the fascist allies.
What we are actually seeing is a European deep state takeover of the world. And I will tell you this, they're coming for America next. And then after they've taken America, they're going for Russia.
Mm-hmm.